This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The best way to keep safe is to only interact with members of your own household. The safest and best option is to have Thanksgiving with your household. 11 people at your Thanksgiving, that's a 10% chance playing Russian roulette that one of them is contagious. The more family members that make that decision to self-quarantine, the more likely it is that you're not really bringing a loaded pistol for grandma's head.
No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I love this Christmassy time of year, especially when everything is running happy and smooth like it is this season.
We've got to get the vaccine, it's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures.
Christmas is probably not going to be possible.
I've got some bad news, folks. Christmas is going to be canceled.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Once the process is complete, does that mean they can take off their masks? They don't have to social distance?
You know, I would recommend that that's not the case. I would recommend you have an added area of protection.
Damn it, this has gone too far.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. And it's not just Dominion. There are other companies in the voting machine business that may very well and are likely using the same software. But the people who bought the Dominion system for sure knew exactly what they were getting. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the toll-free number from anywhere is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Could these members of the COVID cult turn it up a little more? Thanksgiving is like putting a gun, playing Russian roulette with Granny's head. Is that what the governor of Colorado said, who I thought was one of the somewhat more reasonable Democrats, Jared Polis, but apparently not. He's crazy. He's insane, like all the rest of these governors around here. And we're going to have on with us in a few minutes a guy from who was at a Rand Paul get-together, and his name is Tom Woods. He wrote a Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And he did a great job. We'll play some cuts before he comes on. He's from Massachusetts originally, and he doesn't live here. He doesn't live here anymore. He lives in Florida. Stop me if you've heard this one before. All right, 844-500-4242-207. I bought a Mini 14 today, 30-round clip, semi-auto, to protect my family from these nut jobs. Yeah, I think guns are going to be the big Christmas gift this year. And ammo. A lot of people have bought guns. Most people who want guns, or a lot of people who want guns, have them now. But it's ammo that's more difficult to come by. But everybody's going to be getting some. They're having a meeting with the lawyers at the White House right now. Newsmax is calling it an emergency meeting. I'm not sure it's an emergency meeting or just a routine meeting to try to put everything together. It certainly sounds like Sidney Powell has got all of her ducks in a row, and I tend to trust her. We're going to have L. Lynn Wood on in the next hour. And, you know, he gave us all hope, and he's still tweeting out that the truth will prevail, and that this is all going to be resolved in a manner that will reflect truth, justice, and the American way, as opposed to the Democrat Party. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And 603 says, reason MAG libertarians love the Colorado governor because he's gay and plays video games. I don't think they're going to love him after they hear that sound cut. you know, it's bad enough to just say there's not going to be any Thanksgiving like Phil Scott did or Charlie Parker almost did. But to actually say that, you know, you're playing Russian roulette with your grandma's life, and it's like bringing a loaded gun to the dinner table if you have more than 10 people. I mean, calm down, okay? You have the right to your own religious beliefs, and you're a member of the cult, the COVID cult, the panic porn cult. But don't try to enforce your religious cult like views on the rest of us. All right, 844-500-4242. Mike, the Lyft driver. This is insanity. Are they going to ban the sale of Christmas trees, oven roasts, and lobsters? Shut down Amazon? Eggnog off the shelves? What happens if it snows? I know. And as Tom Woods said in his presentation to Rand Paul's organization, there's no correlation between cases, quote unquote, and deaths. So what's going on?
Am I going to have to fill out a contact tracing form when I buy my Christmas tree?
Well, that's a very, very good point, Taylor. This is, and will you have to take, and if you have an artificial Christmas tree that you've owned for a long time, will you have to take that down to town hall or city hall and register that?
Do live Christmas trees carry the COVID? Are they super spreaders?
Everything carries the everything that liberals don't like carry everything. If you buy a Christmas tree at a looting spree that's run by Antifa and BLM, then it'll be okay to bring the Christmas tree home. It won't affect anybody. But if you buy it at, say, a church organization trying to raise money for their local parish, then you'll probably have to get fingerprinted and contact tracing and contact tracing on the needles, contact tracing on the angel at the top of the tree, all of this stuff, because that's a super spreader. If it's Christian or conservative or American or Republican, it's a super spreader. If it's a riot, if it's arson, if it's looting, that's good stuff.
When I sweep up the needles that have fallen off, do I have to dispose of them in a biohazard bin?
Hazmat. You have to take it down to the hazmat. And if you have a dump in your town, you have to wait until it's spring and they have a hazmat disposal. That's all. And it's a felony too to try to dispose of the needles in a garbage bag, holding them in there.
How effective is the vaccine on Douglas firs?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't. Once Joe Biden gets into office, then I'll trust it. But not until then. I don't trust nothing that guy Trump does. Now Cuomo says he's going to sue. He is going to sue President Trump for not giving him the vaccine, even though he said he didn't want the vaccine. But now, this guy, all these people, they're like children. Cuomo was in his 60s, and he acts like a petulant three-year-old. I mean, doesn't he understand that never let your mouth write a check that your rear end can't cash? That's what he did. He said he didn't want the vaccine. So Trump said, Okay, if that's the way you want it, that's the deal. All right, 844-500-4242. 781 says, these governors are all super spreaders of BS. Boy, is that ever true. God, just now, I've never seen, and I thought it was going to be over by the election, but you know the good news about it is, they obviously don't think the election's over. Or they would be relaxing it a little bit, because this is pretty hard to keep this going, and it's a continuing in Massachusetts. I looked at it again today. There were 81 deaths the last 3 days, which is a little uptick. But the weather's getting colder. It's winter. You always have more of a problem in the winter. It's a fact. Whether it's the flu or cold or the panic, the Wuhan Red Death, as Chris Plant calls it. But it's all the same. It's all coming from the same place. Two-thirds from the nursing homes. Everything's in the nursing homes. And Charlie Parker can't do a damn thing about it, apparently, or doesn't care to do a damn thing about it, or his corrupt Department of Public Health, are they too busy falsifying, still falsifying drug tests? Oh, that's right. they took away their right. They, after 65,000 drug tests, the state, even the state legislature said maybe the Department of Public Health should just stick to running the nursing homes and killing people at the nursing homes. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. If you don't want to replace your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Genesis 950 was my go-to product for Mr. Gooner. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stain so they are gone for good. Right, Grace?
That's Howie, right. I actually had the honor of dog sitting this weekend, believe it or not.
Yes.
And unfortunately for my new house, there was an accident.
Oh,
but fortunately, I had some Genesis 950, and it really did work. And I've used it on other things before that are not pet-oriented, but this was a really great first time for me to have it on hand when I
needed it. That's good. What was the dog's name?
The dog's name, I don't want to say because I don't want the mom to... The dog's name is Burke. He's a beautiful golden.
Burke. Okay.
Burke, boy.
All right. Genesis 950's antibacterial component removes Burke's pet owners from carpet and padding. Genesis 950 can be used in a carpet cleaning machine. Genesis 950 is made in America. It is a concentrate, so 1 gallon makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. I bought it for Carolyn, my daughter's new home, and she couldn't believe the results. You can use it in bathrooms, kitchens, floors, and grease stains. It's great for degreasing engines, wheels, and tires. Consider trying Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. It is green, so it is safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 has great customer service if you need to contact them. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com and you will receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and discount using code Howie. That's genesis950.com, genesis950.com. Use code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Jimi Hendrix. Take advantage of Black Friday savings and let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with simple, wholesome recipes and fresh ingredients delivered to your door. For a limited time, get $90 off in savings when you use code Howie90 at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you changing your Thanksgiving plans due to COVID?
Not in the least.
77% say no.
I think they don't think it's over. If they thought it was over, they wouldn't be going to these extreme lengths to try to keep scaring the bleep out of everybody. And again, if you want to read these stories, just, you know, cases surging, positive tests spike. I urge you, if you want to go beyond the headline, which I don't, but sometimes I just check down just so I could tell you this. Check down to see where they mention deaths. Usually it's not until the 10th, 11th paragraph, if at all, because the deaths aren't rising that much. And you know what? People die. People die. That's the way it is. Everybody dies. And if 99.99% of the population is surviving this, that's a better rate of survival than you have on going out on a motorcycle on a Saturday afternoon, isn't it? Just about. 844-500-4242. Before we have Tom Woods on, I want to play some of these cuts that he had. And this is on YouTube. He's from the I don't even know how you pronounce it, the Mises, M-I-S-E-S, the Mises Foundation. But here is what he said. What first got me interested in this was the fact that he called it a cult which I've been calling it for weeks. It's not, I mean, it's obvious that's what it is, but I'm just glad to see somebody else was had come to the same conclusion. Cut 11, please.
So, yes, I am using pretty inflammatory language, using the word cult, but it does seem to describe what we're dealing with. The leaders are never wrong. Evidence doesn't matter. People outside the cult are subhuman and selfish, to be shamed and ridiculed.
Does that sum up a Charlie Parker press conference or an Andrew Cuomo press conference? Sure does. Cut but 12.
They have slogans, listen to the science. Maybe that slogan is meant to be funny because these are the least scientific people I have ever encountered in my life. They live in a hermetically sealed bubble, impervious to facts.
Paging Charlie Parker. Paging Mayor Marty Walsh. Paging Joe Curtatone, mayor of Slummerville. Cut 14.
It's always that the peasants didn't comply enough. If you stupid people would just obey us already, this thing would go away. Now, I understand why progressives go for that kind of thinking, because they have a superstitious belief in the powers of the state. So if the state says it can wipe out a virus, who's to say it can't? Secondly, it involves so-called experts dictating to the stupid rubes, and that's their preferred model of governance. Thirdly, it allows them to ridicule the working class people they despise. Why, if only these backward hicks would follow the science, we'd be out of this thing already.
Remember Charlie Parker about a week ago or 2 weeks ago? If you would just wear your mask religiously, we could get rid of this in 30 days. This is 8 months after the 15 days to flatten the curve.
The simple truth is here, you know, the CDC has said this. Dr. Fauci has said this. Many other folks in the epidemiological community have said this. If people would just wear these things religiously
rednecks,
for 30 days.
Crackers. If you would just wear this religiously, we could get this behind us. Oh, wait, maybe we don't want you to wear it because I don't ever want this to end because I really love these press conferences. We got one. We got some other cuts we'll play when we have him on. 844-500-4242. Aaron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm a Greenville, Maine resident. Well, I just moved back to town. Basically what happened was I registered this summer and got my Trump sign with a crew that was doing some registering in town. And then I showed up to the polling station and my name wasn't on the list. So I had to go through the registry there and I don't have property or I don't have a physical address in town yet. I'm in the process of buying a house.
Yeah.
So technically I'm not a resident of town. And when the registrar took my name down, essentially what happened is she went into the back room. I'm not sure who she talked to, but they gave the okay for me to vote, even though
I wasn't. They might have given you what they call a provisional ballot. So they hold that back, and then if they decide you're okay a couple days later, they throw that in with everything else. That's what a lot of states do, Aaron. I don't know. So did you get to vote?
I did get to vote. Yes, I did. And then there was huge numbers up here in District 2 here in Maine.
Yeah, and Trump carried it. So, yeah, so and everything worked out well then. Thanks for the call, Aaron. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I'm from Albania, and I look at the bigger picture here because in America people are fighting about Trump and Biden, but around the world they are trying to get these small states to bigger states in Western Europe to get vaccinated right after our elections in the United States. And that's surprising to me. Denmark, it was in the news that they were forcing everyone to get the vaccine mandated.
They were forcing everyone to get a vaccine? I didn't know they could do that. I didn't know anybody could do that. I didn't know China could. Well, I guess China could, but I mean, I'm sure people would run away from China, too. They're not... They tried to scare people from getting vaccines, and now they want everybody to get a vaccine, the same people who were scaring them during the campaign.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us. With us on the line now is Tom Woods. He is a he is at the, I don't even know how to pronounce it, the Mises Institute, M-I-S-E-S. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Tom? Probably not, right?
It's Mises, Howie. No problem.
Mises. Okay. And you're at the Mises Institute, and you're a multiple degrees, including a PhD from Columbia University, and you're a best-selling author. You wrote probably your best-known book is Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And a friend of mine sent me the speech that you made in front of one of Rand Paul's groups, I guess recently. And you summed it up as a COVID cult, and I thought it was such a great speech. And you're from Massachusetts, where, as you pointed out, you don't live in Massachusetts anymore. And there are reasons, of course, for that. So we just wanted to have you on, and tell people about what points you were making in your speech about the COVID cult.
Sure. And by the way, I'm not trying to make you feel old, Howie, but my father introduced me to the Howie Carr Show when I was a kid in Massachusetts, so I'm delighted to be talking to you. The idea of the talk was that it does seem like we're in some kind of alternate universe that none of us could have anticipated, that it's like unless somebody dies of this politically favored death, their death doesn't count. And meanwhile, we're racking up a huge number of deaths by lockdown. And I can prove that even using mainstream sources. Even the New York Times reported a few months ago that over the next 5 years, because of the lockdowns, we're going to have 1.4 million more tuberculosis deaths than we would have had otherwise, 500,000 HIV deaths, 385,000 malaria deaths. And that's just one category of problems. We've got, according to the UN, 130 million people potentially at risk of starvation because of disruptions to supply chains and the possibility of famine in several dozen places around the world. And I could go on and on and on with all the side effects of these lockdowns. And yet, if you oppose the lockdowns, well, you're a murderer, you want to kill your grandmother. They never have to answer for any of these side deaths. And meanwhile, this very morning, my daughter told me that she has a friend whose parents have not let her leave the house since March. She hasn't gone to school. She hasn't gone to see friends. She hasn't been able to socialize. And they're not going to let her out until April when they expect her to be able to get the vaccine.
Now, she didn't even, all summer long, she didn't go to a beach. She didn't get an ice cream anywhere. Nothing. She didn't ride a pony. She did nothing since March.
The one thing they allowed her to do, and this is how in tune with the so-called science they are, they let her visit her grandparents, which would be the one thing I would understand if they didn't do.
I'm going to play the cut where you're talking about Massachusetts. It runs 50 seconds, but it sums it up. Cut 13.
Massachusetts, my home state, recently, I don't live there anymore for obvious reasons, recently saw a rise in so-called cases. And so I saw somebody on Twitter lamenting that he and his fellow Massachusetts residents had dropped the ball. All right, first of all, let's talk about cases versus deaths for a minute. A case means you had a positive test. Most people won't even notice they have this thing, okay? Those are cases. The line is cases. The little blue bars are deaths. Now, you may say, oh, Woods, that's not fair, because you know deaths lag by 2 weeks. You got to wait 2 weeks. Okay, that's why we shifted the deaths back 2 weeks, so that it would line up. So we already factored that into the graph. So when your smart aleck friend says, well, wait 2 weeks, we did. We factored that into this graph. And as you can see, there's no connection whatsoever. So do not panic about so-called cases.
Yeah, but and I just mentioned earlier, you know, they all there's every day the internet, your local newspaper, the media is full of stories about cases surging and spiking, but you have to read deep into the stories themselves to see how many deaths there are, and sometimes they don't even mention it at all because there is no surge or spike in deaths.
Well, somebody, if you haven't talked to already, who's in the local area, is at Harvard Medical School, Martin Kulldorff. He's an infectious disease epidemiologist, and he hasn't gone in for any of these lockdowns. And I think, by the way, he's on the political left, so it's not like he's some right-winger, so he doesn't like lockdowns. He doesn't like crazy, science-free policies like lockdowns. And when I had him on my podcast, he said most infectious disease epidemiologists actually don't favor society-wide lockdowns. They favor protecting the elderly and letting other people live their lives. And he also said, don't worry about case numbers. I mean, this is what he does for a living. He says hospitalizations and deaths are what you should look at. And meanwhile, we've got the stories coming out of France, Belgium, the UK, Spain, Italy, where every single one of these places has been masked up for months and months and months. And we were told by the CDC director, if we would just wear masks for 4 to 8 weeks, we
right.
get this thing under control.
Charlie Baker's still saying that. He said it again last week, Tom. Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, that if everyone would just wear masks for, I think, 6 weeks or something like that, everything would be fine. But he said, and you know what he said? He said, if you wear them religiously. I thought that was an interesting choice of words. He finally let the cat out of the bag. Religiously.
Because if you look at the mask charts that I have in that talk called the COVID cult, what you'll
yeah.
find is that you look at a graph of cases, and if I say to you, all right, show me where on this graph you think they introduced the mask mandate, you would have no idea. You would always be wrong. There is no graph that shows this is having any effect. And meanwhile, I know this isn't the most important issue in the world, but just imagine a world where little babies are growing up never seeing human faces or a smile. This is deranged.
Yeah, that Harvard epidemiologist, he's the one who called masks pandemic theater, right?
He may have, because I think that is in large part what's happened. I think it's the case where governments want us to believe that they're going to solve this. They have to do that. So in the Sun Belt, for instance, a lot of people were screaming for us to lock down because they thought that that's what needed to be done. The Sun Belt spike came down in Florida without any lockdowns. But there are government officials who want lockdowns and masks so that then when the virus comes down naturally anyway, they can then take the credit and say, where would you stupid rubes be without us? And by the way, you notice how they're always calling us stupid and we're badly behaved? Did you notice
right.
the governor of Nevada, who just last week lectured the people of Nevada for their bad behavior, and I may have to lock you people down. 3 days later, he got the virus. And he said, you know, you can take all the precautions that are possible and you still can contract it. I don't know how I got it. Should we lecture him for his bad behavior? The whole thing's ridiculous.
How about Fauci yesterday with Tapper? Now, this is a guy who was in March said that it was just, he said also it was virtue signaling to wear a mask. Now it's mandatory. And then he said, till we get a vaccine. Now we've got apparently a vaccine, or it's very close to having a vaccine or two vaccines. And he says you still have to wear the mask after the vaccine.
Yeah, I've heard the head of the Department of Health in Pennsylvania said you got to wear the mask, you still have to social distance, and you still have to avoid, quote-unquote, large gatherings, i.e. everything fun. What is the point of this whole charade?
Well, you know, when you mentioned cult again, I was thinking about it, because I've been calling it a cult for a while now myself. This is about the lamest cult I've ever seen, though. You know, most cults or religions, they promise you something, you know, eternal life or peace of mind or 72 virgins or something. All this cult promises you is you can continue to huddle in your basement in fear, right? How does it win
yeah.
all these – How is it spread so quickly when it's such a miserable religion?
Yeah, it's like people, some of them take delight in making other people miserable. It's like at this point, the so-called science behind lockdowns, which is non-existent. There's no lockdown guidebook. This was never called for as a pandemic response. Right now it seems to be, well, we don't know what we're doing, but if something brings you pleasure, we should probably discontinue that. And if something, on the other hand, is painful and inconvenient, we should probably do that instead. I mean, that seems to me to be what's behind this. And meanwhile, just today in my email newsletter, I sent out a chart showing deaths in North Carolina and Oklahoma. North Carolina has been much more heavily locked down. And yet you look at the deaths, and they track each other perfectly. It's like it's all voodoo. It's like it's the rain comes because the guy did the rain dance kind of thing. The rain was going to come anyway. And as Alex Berenson says on Twitter, virus gonna virus. We either learn to deal with this like adults or we destroy our society.
Yeah. You know, another thing, too, is that, you know, all religions have these saints, basically, right? Say, you know, you help animals, St. Francis of Assisi, you help the poor, Mother Teresa, you fight the infidels, you know, whatever. Who are the saints of the COVID cult? It's the snitches, the Karens. You're right. I mean, that's the psychic reward these people are getting by being a member of the cult. They're making other people miserable, and that's what gives them pleasure. It's really sick, isn't it?
It's deranged, especially when we see what's being done to young people, what's being taken from them, the rise in suicidal ideation. All kinds of things being done to kids. You know, I'm in middle age right now, and I'm getting up to the point where I might be vulnerable to this virus, but it would never occur to me to say, well, kids, when I was your age, I used to have all these beautiful, irreplaceable moments of youth, but you can't have them because you have to protect me. It would never dawn on me to say that. I would say, you kids, go out and live the one life you get, and I'll limit my contacts and take precautions in the meantime, but I'm not going to rob you of things you can never get back.
I saw some people out on a boat this weekend. I'm in Florida too, and it was a party boat, and they were younger people, I guess, and you could hear them from the shore. They were laughing and having a good time, and they were having some drinks. And there were some older people that were in the same area as me, and they got so angry at these younger people having fun. They're gonna all get sick, and I've just seen it so much. What percentage of the population do you think has lost their minds over this?
It's hard to say. I mean, probably close to 40. I think there are some people who don't know what to think, and there are some apolitical people. I don't think it's a majority. I just have too much confidence in Americans even now. But how demoralizing. But meanwhile, you do run into some older folks who say, look, I'll be damned if I'm going to live my last year or two staring at the wall and talking to my grandchildren over Zoom. I mean, who prefers that? That's not a human life. What is the point of staying alive?
Right. Well, how about that nursing home in Colorado where everybody was holding, let me out. And then we have a cut from Jared Polis today, the governor, and he's saying, don't go to, you know, if you go to your grandmother's house for Thanksgiving, it's like playing Russian roulette. It's like putting a gun to her head. I mean, what kind of message is that?
And Howie, can I just say something to Tom? I've been noticing all of these commercials, whether it's Christmas commercials or whatever, and they're all trying to make us feel as though this is all great and this is so normal. Like, oh, you're talking to your grandma over Zoom on Christmas Day. And they're trying to romanticize the fact that it's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of like people who walk around with some kind of fashion mask or a design on the mask or some cute slogan. Look, I don't want to make this seem like this was fun or commemorate this in any way or buy a T-shirt about how I spent the year in quarantine. I don't think this is funny. I don't think I want to commemorate it, and I certainly don't want to pretend that it's normal.
Yeah. Tom, we're going to tweet out your talk to the Rand Paul group. It was really excellent. It's 19 minutes long, but you should check out these charts that he's got, and the charts with the deaths, or the deaths as opposed to when the mask mandate was put in effect in all these different countries. And it's just it doesn't make any sense. There's no correlation, but that's the whole point of it, right? It's just to show how absurd it is.
No one's going to know this stuff. I get lectured to on Twitter all the time. Well, if we would just be smart enough to wear masks, we wouldn't need the lockdown. That's just false. There is no country on earth that backs that up. Meanwhile, in Sweden and Norway, almost nobody wears a mask today, and they have virtually zero deaths. There's nobody wearing masks there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no button where, except for the three counties where I am in Florida, the southern Florida, there's not many people wearing masks in Florida either. I mean, Florida's pretty much wide open, and it's not a big problem. Anyway, Tom Woods, thanks so much for being with us, and I'm glad you've been listening to me for a long time, and it's a great talk, and we're going to tweet it out, and we'll tweet out a link to your website so people can visit your podcast, check it out as well. Thank you, Tom Woods. Before I go on my daily bike ride here in Florida, I look at the temp and the temp in Boston. I hate to say it, but 75 feels a lot better than 25, and that's how cold it was this past weekend early in the morning. My listeners love the Gen 40 heater. Here it is. I'm patting it right now with my left hand on social media. Tommy T says we can keep our home thermostat at 65 degrees all the time with the Gen 40 heater. Unquote. That means they're saving money. My friends at Eden Pure have a new portable infrared heater that lets you turn down your thermostat but keeps your family warm and comfortable. Right, Taylor?
It's really a pleasure to use, and it's nice. It's a really good feeling going to my thermostat and turning off the heat and just using the Gen 40 for the night or the day. And it's not just for, you know, when you're sitting around. If you want to work out in the garage like I've been doing, I take it out there and I warm up out there, and it works great. Even when you don't have heat, you have the Gen 40 and you do have heat.
The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace does. I know that myself as well as Taylor does. And it also costs less to run, saving you money every month. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Carr to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Carr for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
So we'll tweet out a link to that speech that he made, or that presentation. It was 19 minutes long. It's really good. It's worth checking out. And he's pretty articulate, as you saw, and he's got a good sense of humor as well. And check out his podcast as well, Tom Woods. And again, he was the author of a number of books, but I think his best known book is Politically Incorrect: Guide to American History in 2004. 413 says, in a group of 10 people last week, one person asked, this extremely deadly virus they keep telling us about, does anyone even know anyone sick with it? Nobody did. Yeah. I went out to dinner on Saturday night. There were four of us, and I was the only one who knew anybody. And I just knew somebody who used to work with me, and I hadn't thought of the guy in 35 years. And he had bone cancer, and he lived in London, and he died. But, I mean, it was, you know, if you have bone cancer and you're in your 60s, I guess, or 70s, I mean, chances are you're going to die, especially if you come down with something else. I mean, it could have been something else. 844-500-4242-978 says, my daughter was able to go to in-person schooling today for the first time. Lack of teachers kept her home. She's in the fifth grade. The joy in her voice when she came home from school was awesome. She was so glad to see and interact with her classmates and teachers. I hope she can keep going. In California, there's another breaking story right now. Possible curfew. Governor Newsom confirms he is considering implementing a statewide curfew amid the pandemic. This is the guy who had to apologize because he went out to this fancy restaurant where they have a fixed price dinner, and it costs $350 a person. And he went there, and while lecturing everybody in his state to stay home. 844-500-4242. Report, this has been on Newsmax and now it's elsewhere. President Trump's legal team summoned to White House for emergency meeting. I don't know if they're going to concentrate on these. I would think that's probably what it's about. They're going to concentrate on this ballot fraud from overseas rather than dealing with, you know, smoking Joe Frazier voting 5 years after his death and all that kind of stuff and, you know, pallets of ballots. They're going to try to it seems like it'd be easier to prove a conspiracy this way. But we'll find out soon. We'll be talking with L. Lynn Wood when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.